this is TA calling in from Kathmandu, hopefully for the last time if our flight goes tomorrow. Happy Friday to everyone, and I wanted to give a shout out to a few schools that have been in contact. I wanted to say hi to Port Lymington, to Mrs. Baker Jean's grade 5 and 6 class. They had a question, they were looking at some of the Seven Summits things from yesterday and today's curriculum lessons. They wanted to know how cold it was in Antarctica. When we summited that day, it was minus 35. And how many days did it take to climb Denali? We summited on day 26. We came back down on day 31, and the whole thing altogether took about 35 days. In contrast, this Everest climb we're leaving tomorrow, and I'm scheduled to fly out exactly 49 days later, so about 7 weeks for a Mount Everest climb. Also wanted to say hello to Helen Tulk Elementary in Bishop's Falls, to the grade 4 class there, and to the St. Mary Elementary from St. John's grade 4 class. I saw some great pictures of them playing the Leave No Trace game. And I heard that Mrs. Lambert's grade 4, pod 4 class at McDonald Drive Elementary were learning a lot about the Nepali calendar. A couple other interesting things about Nepali life here in Kathmandu is that the currency is called the rupee. And I just did some currency exchange, and I thought you might be interested to know that for Canadian dollars, if you give them one Canadian dollar, you get 81.10 rupees to each dollar. And if you are a couple of our U.S. schools, you might like to know that for one U.S. dollar, you get 104.5 rupees. So I had a question for you, which is how many rupees would you have if you changed $5 of your currency or perhaps $10 of your currency? I've had another great day here in Kathmandu. I visited my friend Norky Sherpa at Everest Hardware. They're the folks that made our great big red jackets, and I'll post a picture of that in a little bit. We've got some wonderful, amazing parkas, and she showed me the factory where some of the folks work for her sewing jackets and pants and things, and so I got to see where my jacket was made, and I'll post a picture of that. And we got to take our team photo with our team T-shirts in front of our very official-looking Everest banner, so I'll also be posting a picture of that. We're going to go out and have a special team send-off dinner here in a few hours and then get all of our things organized because we'll need to be up very, very early. Our flight leaves Kathmandu, if the weather allows, tomorrow at 6, which means we're probably getting up around 3:30 or so. So it'll be a very early morning. And so I hope the next time that I talk to you, it will be from Lukla and we'll have started our trek. Or I may actually call you from a place called Manjo, so stay tuned. And I'll do a spot post tomorrow and an audio call. So take care. Thanks for following along and have a great weekend. Bye.